Welcome to the Southern Glow Podcast. My name is Carrie Hyatt Richmond. I'm a wife, extra needs mama, homeschool teacher, fantasy author, and empath. I'm here with one goal in mind, to enrich your entire world by empowering you to live in it authentically and honestly as the exact soul you were sent here to be. It's time to release all the outdated cultural paradigms, generational facades, and hectic patterns that are draining the magic out of your days. By choosing to anchor back into your soul and to reconnect with your intuition, you will compose a unique harmonic identity that enriches every aspect of your life. I cannot wait to share all the tools, shifts, and rituals that you can implement to step into the reality you've been longing for. I know that we're going to have the best time connecting, so thank you for pushing play today. Now, let's reclaim your glow. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back. I am simply delighted to share space with you today, so thank you so much for choosing to connect with me, for carving out that sacred space for yourself amongst your busy life and pushing play today, and just receiving. That truly was a choice that is going to benefit you so much more than you even know. And yes, I am referencing today's feature focus, a segment on checking in with the energy that you are inviting into your life, possibly without even realizing it. This episode is coming to you nearly and completely raw. It was not planned or foreseen, so that's what I mean by that. This was such an intuitive download that I had today. So although I normally do not record pods when the kids are home, and especially not during the chaos of bedtime and all that that entails, this just can't wait. It is just screaming with excitement in my heart right now. And I have to say that I absolutely adore it when these intuitive downloads happen, because I know without any trace of doubt that means one of you, in particular, needs to hear this episode, especially in this time, this season, this chapter of your life, that today's episode is just going to shift something for you, something massive. And that gives me all the face tingles, which if you haven't heard me talk about the face tingles before, I will briefly just kind of let you know the short version is that is a very particular clairsentient feeling I have when a high vibe being is with me, speaking to me, or directing me. So yes, to all that, this day is going to absolutely benefit every single listener. And I know that for one of you in particular, this is a direct message and a reminder from your guides, which is crazy exciting. No pressure to expose yourself, and I don't want you to, if obviously it doesn't feel aligned, but if at the end of today's episode you know it was meant for you, please, by all means, shoot me a message and claim the heck out of it. I would absolutely love to know whose guides are popping in to make sure that we do some big work for you today. And that's just me being human and curious. I do love hearing from y'all when things resonate and land in a way that's super helpful. So just make sure to let me know. I'm recording this episode today. So on a Monday, I will post it hopefully by Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll get it up as quick as we can, which is unusual for me to just bump something ahead of the queue. But honestly, I recognize the importance of getting this out there. It felt so aligned and so like, yes, girl, you're doing this. And right now it cannot wait. So without further ado, I've kept you hanging long enough and I know you are just as ready as I am. So let's glow. I'm going to take us back a few weeks first, and trust me, you'll be glad I did, because it's one of those serendipitous things that you cannot, and frankly should not, ignore. The more magic you recognize and share gratitude for as it pops up in your life, the more you will receive. It is such a beautiful cycle, and trust me, that is me speaking from personal experience. So about a month or so ago, I received two catalogs in the mail. So ominous, I know. Everyone just got really nervous. I mean, what's the big to-do? It's just a couple of catalogs, right? So dramatic. They were from a clothing company that I haven't bought anything from in years, so that immediately kind of caught my eye. I thought, oh, this is unusual. You know, why would I receive this? I haven't been a client for this company in such a long time. Then I noticed that I received two of the exact same catalog, which of course could easily be any number of things. For instance, maybe I somehow got put on a duplicate mailing list for this company. Maybe I received my neighbor's copy and they shop at the same store. You know, there's probably a lot of explanations for this. And normally I would have just chucked them both in the recycle bin and moved along my day. But something in that moment told me very specifically to look at the addresses. So I recognized this as my intuition. And although I hadn't been remotely curious at all before that, I was immediately like, okay, why are you telling me to look at the back of this catalog? Now, I could have easily ignored that, but what do we do when we hear that inner voice, babes? We listen. So I flipped them both over, and one is addressed to me, which I expected, and the other, y'all will not believe this, the other was addressed to my ex-best friend. If you're a listener to this podcast and have heard prior episodes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I have not spoken to this woman in over 5 years at this point. So it was so bizarre for a multitude of reasons. Her name, my address, she never lived here. She never ordered me anything from this company. You know, like how would her name have ended up with my address? It makes absolutely no logical sense. It was so wild. So I take that in, the shock, the surprise, and then I feel this question rise from deep within me asking, how does seeing that name make you feel? Suddenly, all at once, I realized that we were approaching the anniversary of all the things that went down, and I laughed and smiled, and I said aloud, that doesn't bother me or hurt me. I'm just so grateful for that loss, and I wish her well. And then I walked over and tossed them both in the bin, and as I did, I was struck with this immediate understanding and realization of a karmic cycle broken. I realized that every year over the past five, something has happened like this that has very boldly brought her memory up and all that trauma, if you will, around this anniversary. I realized that every single time I was either heartbroken, furious, annoyed, or tried to pretend it didn't bother me, while of course it low-key did. This was the first time I was able to recognize the healing, really embody that shift fully, and receive that lesson. I recalled something my old coach shared with me once about this term, earth stackers. Have you guys heard of this? It was new to me then, so I found it so fascinating, and I'll share it with you now in case you haven't heard of it before. Essentially, the idea is that God, the universe, the master architect, will continue to serve you the same lessons over and over and over again until you actually receive the lesson. So in this instance, I was continually being served this reminder as an opportunity to prove to the universe that I had not only learned but embodied the lesson behind that whole friendship and demise. Needless to say, the first few times I failed miserably, and a couple of times I honestly tried to fake it, that I felt different, you know, but you can't fool vibration and frequency. The universe knew I was lying to myself. I was lying to the world. I was being a complete mother faker, so it wasn't buying it. So the lessons, what? They continued to resurface over and over again, giving me opportunity after opportunity to prove that I had indeed actually learned this lesson that this whole situation was orchestrated for. And I have to say, it took me sharing the entire experience last year on the podcast for me to work through that myself, to fully embody the lesson and to find the gratitude within it. So, with that final piece in place, the podcast, I was served this opportunity once again to test me to see, did my frequency authentically match my words and actions? So I thought that was a beautiful full circle moment that after a full 5 years later, I was able to, with a genuinely joyous heart, thank the universe for that deeply hurtful chapter in my life and walk away from it truly, truly overflowing with gratitude because I recognized that was something I needed to go through to get me where I am. And I can tell you there is nowhere else I'd rather be. So finally acknowledging that shift with such a genuine positive frequency of immense gratitude was key. Now, I will bring this back around to today. I was having a conversation with my mother recently about the news. She was sharing with me how overwhelmingly down and afraid and powerless she felt every time she checked it. We had a beautiful conversation where I reminded her that it wasn't that there were more terrible things happening in the world, not more than there were 100, 200, 300, 1,000 years ago, but we just now live in an overly connected planet where we have the privilege of knowing what is happening everywhere, all of the time, and no one was built to carry the literal weight of the world. So we got off the phone, that whole conversation wrapped up, but then it began a little rabbit trail in my brain. It caused me to remember an incident with that ex-best friend. For story's sake and privacy, let's call her Chloe. When I had flown up with my baby, Emmy Kate, to visit her and to kind of help her out with her newest babies for a short visit, we had one night gotten the babies in bed, and Chloe and I sat down to watch some TV. So she's scrolling through channels, seeing what's on, and sees Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And she immediately is like, "Oh my gosh, we have to watch this. I love this show so much, don't you?" And I chose to be honest in that moment. And I told her, "Actually, no. In all honesty, I have seen maybe 2 episodes over the years and just in pieces, not even the full thing. But I honestly despise that show and I'd rather not watch it." She looked completely shocked and literally insisted I explain to her why. Like, in her mind, how in the world could you not love this show? So again, I chose to be honest, but looking back, I didn't have the verbiage or even the complete understanding myself as to why I felt the way I did. So I said, "You know, I don't really know. It's not a big deal. Let's just move on." But she was so insistent. Like, she was not going to let me off the hook without explaining myself. So I tried again and eventually caved and said something along the lines of, "I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I've never been a fan of things that leave me feeling really low after watching them. And I feel like we absorb what we consume and then emulate it whether we intend to or not. And I've seen enough of that show to know that there's not one trait those women have that I want. And I prefer to watch things that I can learn from that lift me up and make me feel honestly like more of a better woman, not like a catty, shallow, you know, like they kind of appear to be." The fury in her face was undeniable. She was completely and utterly mad as a hornet. She had, in that conversation, done what so many people who are not on this healing journey do. And she took what I said and she turned it around to mean something about her. Like, "Oh, well, if Carrie says this is how she feels about watching this show, and that is her reason for not watching it, then what does that mean about me? That I'm catty and I'm shallow?" And at the time, I didn't recognize this behavior for what it was. And of course, since the fallout of our friendship was the launching platform of my healing journey, that hadn't happened yet. I was in a very different place. And she just couldn't understand my personal opinion and just let it go. So she proceeded to tell me how horrible my opinion made her feel about herself. You know what? We just won't even get into that, because there were so many layers and levels within that quote-unquote friendship that were just to the book emotional manipulation and abuse. But I had no idea what I was dealing with at the time, and so I couldn't see what was obviously right in front of me. But anyways, we get into an argument about this show. And I will never forget how after she insisted that I tell her why I didn't like it and, you know, kept pressing me, we were truly not going to move on for the rest of the night. So I opened up, and then she turned it around to mean I was saying negative things about her. I can see that whole scenario so clearly now and so differently. And I know I did the best I could at the time with the knowledge and healing that I had, which was pretty much nada. So I have a lot of grace for that broken version of me. But I have 2 huge takeaways on that. And then we're going to circle back around to my main point for this entire episode. It's going to weave together very nicely, I assure you. Now, first, I now respect myself enough to honor my feelings of whether to share something or not. My instincts were telling me, let's not go there. You don't want to do this. You're not even sure yourself. Why even try to explain it? But my people-pleasing mixed in with the manipulation, you know, and allowed her to walk all over me, essentially. So I gave away my power in that moment by not honoring my no. I'm going to say that again because that's what happened. I gave away my power in that moment by not saying no. No, I don't want to. I'm not feeling that. And then holding my ground. So to honor that version of myself now, I always listen to that voice. I don't care how much someone yells, begs, pleads. I almost mixed two words together like in Mean Girls. I almost said, I don't even know what. I was mixing yell and beg for a second. I wonder if you guys caught that. We'll just leave it there. You can tell I'm getting tired and it's bedtime. Anyway, I digress. Where was I? Yes. If sharing my thoughts and my voice and my opinions and my energy feels like a no for me, I honor that 100,000% now. Secondly, if you ever take something I said or did and turn it around to mean something else, especially something negative, which is not something that I said or intended, I will also honor that young version of myself by honestly and kindly being your mirror in that moment and calling you out on it plain as day. For instance, I would now say something along the lines of, wow, Chloe, that is so interesting that you think my opinion of a show and my reasons for not watching it means something about you when that's not at all what I said. So I think I'm seeing an invitation here for you to check in with yourself and see what it really is that I said that triggered and upset you. Now, for the time's sake, I'm not even going to get into the possible follow-up questions I would ask to help open up that door of self-reflection and thought. Sometimes even just popping the ball back in their court and then realizing what they did is enough. But I share all that to say, I had a recent full circle moment where I was remembering that night and was able to finally clearly understand why it is that I never liked these wildly popular shows, even things like The Bachelorette. Oh my goodness. I remember my roommates in college were simply obsessed with The Bachelorette. Like every time there was a new episode, I don't know what night it was, they were there, they were watching all the things. And it was never for me. I never watched it. I left, I went to bed, I don't even know. But I just don't like watching other women act catty, selfish, conniving, as if there's not enough room at the top for everyone. You know, the opposite of women empowering women, essentially, is what that show seemed to me. So it finally clicked, and I realized, like, yes, I choose to not invest my time and energy in these types of shows because that is the exact opposite of what I'm trying to call into my life and what I'm trying to embody as a woman. I do not want superficial, surface-level relationships. I don't desire to be rude and mean and hateful and judgmental and competitive with other women. I know for certain that consumption translates into creation. I love that. That just came to me. I'm going to say it again so it really gets in there. Consumption leads to creation. Your subconscious mind is always listening. Always. That elevates when you're in a trance state also, like watching TV or driving on autopilot while listening to music. Oh, so let's translate that to audio now. All the audio that we allow to flow into our ears, thus into our conscious and deep subconscious minds. You know, I have long forgotten the song because actually that's a detail that probably didn't even matter. But I will never forget how I felt when something clicked for me in a big way during a drive with my husband one day. This was years ago, but we were driving around who knows where, doing who knows what, to be honest. But I clearly remember commenting on how I didn't like the song that was playing. I probably turned it down or changed it, but he wanted to know why. I'm sure it was some super popular or wildly mainstream thing. And I just recall lamenting to him that the lyrics were absolutely terrible. Not horribly written, you know what I mean, but they were super negative, horrible things being sung in this song. And I said, doesn't that bother you too? And I'll never forget his response. He told me that he doesn't even notice because he doesn't listen to the words in the music. Does that resonate for any of you? That was years and years before I ever learned about subconscious minds and how we are all literally integrating things, or whether you mean to or not. But I remember being so shocked and surprised that he didn't listen to the words that he was humming along to. Like, it truly blew my mind. He was being programmed in an ultra sneaky way with absurd amount of negative notions, and he didn't even know it. Maybe this hasn't crossed your mind before, so if it hasn't, play a little game out of curiosity and start truly listening to the lyrics that are being sung in the songs you listen to. It might surprise you. Once you realize how commonplace it is for the majority of music to hold themes of heartbreak, cheating, lying, vengeance, drinking drugs, you know, drinking and drugs, not like, I mean, I guess you could drink your drugs, I don't know. But like whining over all the mistakes you made when you were like on a drunken bender, like it, once you realize that, it really changes the way you listen and watch things forever. Because you realize that you're inadvertently crafting your own frequency and reality with these low vibration things. And since what you focus on perpetuates, I would guess that you would be able to take notice of themes occurring in your own life, where maybe you're currently crafting what you're consuming. So I'm constantly refining and paying attention to not only what has my ear and my mind, but also my energy. I rarely listen to mainstream music. It actually has gotten to the point now where I can't listen without being so deeply bothered that it affects me physically. I actually just got on the Spotify bandwagon in the last couple of months. I know. Welcome to this century, Carrie. But you know, they have these playlists where you can play like top 50 hits or whatever. And I can tell you that on the rare occasion where I'm in the mood to like toss the dice around and I press play, I end up disgusted. Fast forwarding through about 15 songs in a row because all of them have these atrociously negative lyrics. And then I just give up and I turn back to classical because it just affects my vibe so much. The only exception I have is honestly sometimes I'll still listen to music during cardio, but that's even become increasingly rare these days. I've gotten into streaming interesting shows or honestly classes that I need to catch up on while I'm working out. And then I leave the gym like feeling replenished and uplifted, not feeling low-key mad at my husband for no reason other than the fact that I just listened to a bunch of music about cheating men. I mean, come on, that is not the vibe. So, okay, you have homework, fun homework. If you aren't already crafting and refining this experience for yourself, first bring attention to what you're allowing into your frequency, and then curate the hell out of it. Remember that you will become what you consume. So consume music, movies, and television that align with the woman you desire to become. Otherwise, you're going to perpetuate a cycle and continue to stay stuck. Message me and tell me what show or song you used to listen to and thought you loved, and now you realize it was truly poison to your soul. That sounds dramatic, I know, but you are consuming these things, and they are either fueling your growth or they're killing you slowly. And only you have the power to choose what you allow into your heart, mind, soul, and frequency. You are the gatekeeper of all of that. That responsibility lies within you. Keep it glowing by becoming aware and taking ownership. Reclaim your power by allowing only the things that are truly serving you to have the pleasure and honor of your time and energy. You are that precious and you are absolutely worth it. What you consume creates you. Make sure you're creating the version of yourself and the reality and quality of life that you deserve and desire. Okay, it's getting late. I stayed up past my bedtime creating a podcast, but good gracious, it was so juicy and seemed so urgently toned to get out there. And with all the synchronicities that I could not ignore and the timing and the rememberings, I just am thanking my guides and yours for lighting that fire in my heart to just get this out here today. I trust it found exactly who it needed and that you were exactly where you needed to be. And that's all. That's all from me tonight. So goodbye, good night, and I will see you soon, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in today. Nothing lights my soul up more than sharing the deeply impactful tools and rituals that I've gathered along my own journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone you love and be sure to subscribe. It's absolutely free and will ensure that you never miss out on the latest. I love connecting with my readers and listeners, so reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know what topics you'd love to have covered in future episodes. If you're looking for a dreamy fantasy read, book one of my debut series, The Unseen Realm, is available now on Amazon. So be sure to grab a copy of Eyes on Fire today. You can find all the links you need in today's show notes. Our time together has come to an end, so until we meet again, take good care of yourself and look for the magic in every day.